kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang mag-asawang may-ari ng Fiesta Flavor Buffet mula sa Northern Territory, si Sean and Rachel Johnston. Hi! Kumusta? Mag-asawa kayong dalawa and I want to know, how do you divide the responsibilities in the resto? Who wants to speak first, Sean or Rachel?
I guess I'm the experienced one. I've been in the hospitality game since the mid-80s, a long time. And I opened a restaurant here in Australia. I'm originally from Canada. And I opened a restaurant here in Darwin called Salvatore's 28 years ago. So I guess I've been around for a long time. I met my wife 15 years ago. And we got married about 10 years ago. We settled in Darwin and she's happy to be here. And this is a great place. And there's lots of Filipinos here. And so we always envisioned opening a Filipino place. And so the opportunity came up to set up a buffet. So that's where my experience and my connections went through. So we've set up a place that's sort of in between a lot of different suburbs. One of our suburbs here, Zucoli, I've nicknamed this Little Manila. A lot of Filipinos have settled there. And so we set this place up. And we stuck to a lot of the traditional dishes. Of course, our lechon. Every time we mention lechon, Filipinos get really excited. So we were happy to bring that to them. Our main cook is from Pampanga, Arcy. So he brings to us all of our traditional dishes like calderetas and dinakdakan and kari kari and a few other things. But we've also managed to do some crossover food so that non-Filipinos will come and try it. And my goal was that while they were there, trying things that they knew and trusted, they would have a taste of some of the Filipino food. And what we're finding now, especially amongst the males, is that they're just dying for our caldereta. They think our beef caldereta is just so flavorsome, so amazing. But when they get into the caldereta, they just say, what is this? This is amazing. And of course, it's worked out quite well.
Great. Thank you for that. So now I want to ask Rachel, and I'm going to speak to her in Tagalog. Okay. Rachel, nung sinabi ng asawa mo na, okay, why don't we put up a buffet? Nung time na yon, parang yung suporta mo ba buong-buo? Or parang did you feel na, wait a second, isn't this a bit risky? Dahil Filipino cuisine.
50-50. I am like hotel and restaurant management college grad, and I know like Filipino is sometimes it's hard to please, so I don't know if it's gonna work or not, so hindi pa nagsisink in sa akin kung anong mangyayari, so we're trying to push it through para mabigay namin yung panlasang Pilipino na magugustuhan ng mga Pilipino dito sa Darwin, and especially ito yung unang-unang Filipino buffet dito sa Darwin. So, we're hoping na sana mag-bloom or hoping for the best.
Now, Shauna, why were you optimistic about putting up a Filipino buffet? Especially if it's, you know, this is the first time you're going to introduce this to the market. So, where is the optimism coming from?
My industry, that's a good question. We ask ourselves that a lot. The failure rate of food and beverages is pretty high. Approximately 20% actually succeed. And even of the 20% that succeed, a lot of them just pay wages and things like that. So it's pretty hard to be a profitable. But what I trusted in was I wasn't just going to be solely Filipino, because Filipinos want to eat other things too. They're not going to go out and just eat exactly what they know and trust, but they'll try other things along the way. And the same thing with if we had just done 100% Filipino, maybe the non-Filipinos might be a little bit, I'm not sure if I'd eat that. And I could give you a dish as an example. I'm not too sure I would eat dinakdakan. It's just not my cup of tea. So we wanted to make sure that we had dishes that would cross over. Also thought there's a big need. I know Filipinos love to have big celebrations. And I was blown away how a lot of families celebrate their child's first birthday, for example. So I thought if we had a venue for that, where people could book it, and they had their own food and fare with lots of space, and that's working out quite well for us as well. So, a numbers game, you try and twist it, and turn it to make it acceptable. But we know that from other buffets, Filipinos do like to get out, and they do enjoy the fact of having lots of choices. So we thought if we could better flavors, and we use those Filipino flavors, hence the reason we called it Fiesta flavors, that they would gravitate towards us.
How has business been so far? And also, how do you deal with competition?
Long time. So I've seen everything from 9/11 to COVID to you name it, we've seen it. It's not easy at all. And it's hard to please everybody. You know, you could be doing the best job possible, but there'll always be somebody who might want to knock you down or something like that. Sometimes you have to turn your ears off and say, look, we're just doing, you know, the people that are here telling us how great we are, we got to listen to that. So Darwin's going through a little bit of a change where it's going to be a tough few years again, post-COVID, but I'm confident we're the gateway to Asia. And if they ever bring back those direct flights between us and Manila, I mean, it'll be crazy again. But at the end of the day, you know, you've got things like Chinese food and Italian food and Thai food is very big up here. And we think there's a market for Filipino food. We just have to sell it to the non-Filipinos. And we have to make sure that the Filipinos, too, know that we're there and come support us. We're making those inroads, and the feedback's been brilliant. People coming in appreciating what we've done, listening to our customers, and seeing what's making them happy. But there is no easy recipe.
Thanks, Sean. So, Rachel, paano mo sinusuportahan ang iyong asawa?
She's a good listener.
I think with the flow, kung ano yung decision niya, sinusuportahan ko. Talk about kung ano yung mga plans niya, and we figure out the best solution. Now, meron siyang mga food consultant na ginoin on board sa buffet para at mga plus minus na kailangan naming baguhin para malaman kung ano pa yung idadagdag namin at yung lalagay namin sa mga food. Yun yung ambag ko. Or pag busy siya, I make sure before kami mag-open, everything's okay, prepared already before mag-open. So give and take kami.
What is it like running an all-Filipino kitchen for Sean or Rachel?
Okay. That's an interesting, because I did help fix up previously. When I first met Rachel, I was helping fix up a restaurant near Clark, a couple hours north of Manila. An Australian had a restaurant there who had no idea. Through mutual friends, he said, can you come and help? So I did spend a bit of time in the Philippines helping. So I did learn a little bit about your culture and your ways, and they are different than us. A lot of the staff weren't traditionally trained. They've just handed down knowledge. And I'm a big advocate that Australia should do more of this. I'm a huge fan because I think Filipinos mix with our culture very easily. The Filipinos that I've had working for me, with a natural respect because I'm the boss, but when they see me working with them hand in hand, it's like we go to war together. We're in the trenches together. And I can speak the kitchen language to them. I get that sort of respect and that rapport. So when it comes time for us to make up dishes and to make decisions on what we're going to do, or even be critical sometimes, I've got a way of dealing with those things so that I don't upset and put someone off tap and they get mad at me. But they can tell that I know what I'm talking about too. So we do get along, but your culture is a little different. Filipinos have their own little way, and it's not a good or a bad thing. It's just different. So I've learned how to work with them hand in hand and maintain that respect, and I give them respect too.
How do you plan to scale the business? Are you keen on opening, say, branches in other regions or territories? Your thoughts?
Rachel says no, probably. It's a lot of work. Look, at the moment, we're growing this one, and I'd be quite happy to become a staple of the restaurants here in Darwin, a staple for Filipinos, so they know there's a place for them as well. So I think that would be our first and biggest goal. You know, restaurants don't have a huge success in the sense that a lot of them do fail. So it's going to take all my experience to get us over that line to be here for more than a few years. If we can develop into a spot where when we've had Filipinos actually come to town. We had some from Sydney said, oh, we heard about you. And they came in and, you know, one of the things that Rachel didn't tell you is she's sort of the maitre d'. She'll walk around and talk to people, especially in Tagalog, and they'll open up to her about what they think of everything. And it's not always perfect. Some will say, hey, look, you know, I think you should do this. But because she's Filipina, they'll speak to her and tell her. So her role is almost as vital as mine, is she's the people person. And a lot of times when the phone's ringing, I just give it straight to her because the people on the phone want to speak Tagalog. And I do have a decent command of the language, but probably not enough to hold a conversation. So it's up to her. So we are a good yin and yang for that sort of thing.
What's your final message to those who are keen on starting, you know, their own business or
Para sa akin, kung may dreams ka, you need to pursue it and make sure you work hard for it. It's not dream mo, sinimulan mo, so kailangan 100% nandun yung puso mo sa sinimulan mo.
See, I would say when Filipinos coming to Australia, especially a lot of them maybe don't have formal experience, they've worked specifically or run their own restaurant, or my suggestion always to anybody, because I get this a lot, is go and work inside another restaurant. Go get some experience. Yeah, even if you have to volunteer, hypothetically, get in there and learn. If I had, when I went to the Philippines and I was trying to run this restaurant, I really had a lot of things to learn. Even though I was an experienced restaurateur, I had to learn about the Filipino way, which is different. So when a Filipino comes here, we just do things a little different. So the idea is you got to get some experience. You got to know your kitchen. So the amount of money you outlay here, like even a small cafe will set you back several hundred thousand dollars. So it's a lot of money to put out and to fail. And as I said, a lot fail. So the trick is to go in and get some experience, listen to what other people are doing, look at other people's mistakes and successes. And then if you're still feeling pretty confident that it's something you can pursue, and there are government things that can help you out, but yeah, go and get some experience first so you really know what you're getting into.
Thank you so much, Sean and Rachel Johnston. Maraming salamat. And sa uulitin po, at mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.